Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/talkover or follow the Talk Over podcast page on Spotify.
Ready?
Yes, sir. I'm ready. Go on, you can do the intro because I'll just end up shouting at someone.
That's a good enough intro. Hashtag Talk Over podcast, DJ Double, DJ Stylus.
Inside the rider.
For the DJs. By the DJs, all that good stuff.
Yeah, man. What's going on, my bro? You good?
I'm having a better week than you, mate.
Family. I'm emotional today, bro. 2 minutes before I clicked record, I wasn't even looking to do this podcast.
Mate.
I was in the gym. I was like, I'm not going, you know.
Crying.
Anyway, I made it. I'm inside the building. We're back inside the rider. Ready to go. A few things to discuss today. We're having a bit of a random one today, to be fair. We're just going to cover a multiple of topics. First one, we may as well just go straight in because last week was about the laptop. We may as well just touch on it. So, anybody out there that's about to get a new 2018 MacBook Pro, I think you're probably best holding off for a minute because the last week
2019
is the new models for the MacBook Pro. It's got like it's the touch bar ones that have got the issues, so I've had a week DJing with this new laptop, obviously, because my other one got sabotaged, and mate, they're not ready to be used, man. They're just not ready to be used. Like, the issues that I've experienced this week, bro, I've had multiple heart jumps on set.
Like, oh, mate, that's the worst.
From, like, audio dropouts to, like, the screen freezing. And then the main issue that's been causing... Oh, my God, bruv, it's been a nightmare, I swear. I feel mentally scarred. I've had, like, It's happened to me, like, 4 or 5 times this week alone. Basically, what happens is you'll be DJing.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. And then there'll be, like, a dropout, which is, like, it's like a second... That's enough to make your heart jump when the music flipping cuts out, innit? So then, So then you don't think of anything of it. You just think, oh, it's a little jump, it's a little cut out, it's fine, we're cracking on. But then when you go to use the deck again, there's like a second delay. So if you was to like cue a record, if you was to like do a cut or a little scratch, it would happen a second after.
So what Serato hardware?
So I'm using SL3. With Serato DJ, obviously. So, but I'm on the old. The problems apparently are meant to be on Mojave. I don't even know how you to pronounce this shit. Mojave. Yeah. I have no idea. But I am on the older one. I'm running Sierra, my old laptop, zero issues. So anyway.
So when I sat down and spoke with Blakey from Serato about this, shouts to DJ Blakey. I explained, because I have the same problem with my Serato. And I explained it to him, and he basically said to me that it was a problem, it was a known issue with the Rain SL3s and a lot of the Rain hardware. And he said that's a problem that they know about, but they don't know how to fix it. They don't know what the problem is. So they don't know how to fix it, but they do know about the problem. So it's not just with the new MacBooks. It's a problem that I have as well.
Right, and go on. I was going to say I've got something.
But it's completely sporadic. Sometimes it will do it and a full reboot will fix it. Sometimes reboot won't fix it and it'll do it again. If I'm doing like when I do radio shows or record my online shows and stuff, if I have Ableton running in the background, sometimes it will glitch out. Sometimes it won't, like... There's so many different scenarios where it will spaz out and do that, and it will have like literally like a half a second or a second delay between, it's like the latency between the turntable and what's going on with the MP3, innit? Yeah. So if you scratch, there'll be like 1 second and then the scratch will happen.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So That's a problem that happens with mine. But yeah, like I say, when I spoke to Blakey from Serato, he told me that was a known problem with the Rain software. And he actually said anyone using the Denon software, that doesn't happen to.
Well, I'm going to counteract that and raise him.
I'll see your excuse from Serato and I will raise you.
I mean, serious,
a fucked up brand new Mac.
So anyway, I played out 4 or 5 times this week. It happened in every single set that I've done. Yeah. Every single one. On Saturday, I did it twice. Bear in mind, I'm plugging in a USB, playing a song, rebooting, going again.
Oh, it's long.
It happened again.
That's fucking long.
Bro, I can't deal, man. How am I going to go out and buy? I didn't buy one of these laptops. I've bought 2 of these laptops. Yeah?
Yeah.
A 15-inch and a 13-inch. Right? So I've been... I was having a bit of a bitch on my Instagram. It wasn't even a bitch, really. I was just putting out there to DJs and asking... like, have they had the same problems or whatever? Flipping that, my missus is calling me in the middle of a podcast. Obviously, I can't answer this. Just getting put on. I'm going to have to put her on hold. I'm going to have to send her to voicemail. Oops. Sorry. Right, so, anyway. DJ Q hit me up. Right, you know DJ Q. Big up DJ Q.
Yeah,
Baseline, Gary's
yeah,
DJ,
I know DJ
big
Q.
Dude. He sent me an article, which is very interesting, and it sounds pretty much what the problem is. So this is from Fact Music and News, which is like a big website. It's called factmag.com. Apple's latest Macs reportedly suffer from serious audio glitching bug, right? USB 2.0 audio interface owners are reporting dropouts when used with the new Macs. Apple's most recent Macs suffer from a serious audio glitching problem when used with external audio interfaces, according to bug reports from several users. Boom, 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 right. A post by Ableton certified trainer Abid Hussein, he said the culprit is Apple's new T2 security chip, which is built into the Apple's new desktop and laptop machines, the iMac Pro, 2008 right. Mac Mini, MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, blah, blah, blah. The right. T2 chip synchronizes timing, yeah? There's a problem with the timing of the chip. That is what's causing the dropouts. The only way to alleviate the problem is to switch off. These are the things that it tells you to do. It didn't work. Switch off set date and time automatically in your preferences.
That's weird.
Yeah, but then it says, this doesn't completely solve it. Unchecking the time sync only reduces dropouts. You need to also uncheck the location sync in the time zone tab. But even then, you're only going to reduce the dropouts. Anytime the T2 chip tries to sync, it will overload the USB bus, causing a dropout. There is no way any musician should go on stage with this MacBook Pro.
With a
USB 2... This is what it says in the article. With a USB 2.0 audio interface directly connected to it. A more permanent solution is to buy a Thunderbolt 3 or FireWire interface, which aren't affected by the problem. And it also says Windows don't have the problems either. Another workaround is to plug a USB 2.0 interface into a Thunderbolt 3 hub. Apple has yet to respond to reports, obviously. So what I did, I went and bought a cable.
See, that's the thing though, man. Like, of course, how do you know it's not like deliberately done it? Because now everyone has to buy an adapter to fit their fucking new Thunderbolt gaps. Do you know what I mean? Like, so now everyone that's using USB 2.0 has to buy an adapter. The same way that they did it when they changed the iPhone. If you want to use regular headphones, you've got to buy the adapter. It's dumb, man. Like,
dude, not even that with the headphones. When you plug your headphones in, you have to go and select it in the settings to have the audio come out of your headphones.
It's so unuser-friendly. It's really irritating.
Bro.
I love using my Mac.
Same.
And obviously I've had it customized, so I have the back to the logo lights up and stuff. I love doing videos on my Mac, so I love using Final Cut. But honestly, Apple are on some fuckboy business, bro. Like, I really dislike Apple as a company. Like,
I get why they've done it. I totally get it. And
it's shit, though,
and
bro.
My other one that I use for editing videos, obviously, I don't need that for like audio sync or whatever's going on with this laptop.
Yeah.
That, and it's a beast. It's fine. This laptop is a beast. It's fine. But then any like the music related stuff, it just seems to be mad glitchy. Like the Serato thing is a Oh, it's a problem. Like, this is...
Have you had problems when you plugged it into the S9 as well?
Do you know what? I played in Belfast on Thursday, which was lit, by the way. Litty. And I plugged directly into an S9. No issues.
Yeah, see, it might relate back again to what they were telling me about the SL3 and all the RAIN software, hardware as well.
Yeah, well,
that can't be coincidence.
It's a trial and error. What do we do? Go and buy a Denon box, go and buy a Firewire Thunderbolt, flipping, make it rain port. Yeah. I don't, what am I supposed to, like, literally, I'm just trial and error at the minute, trying to figure out the best way to do it. But I'm doing the trial and error in a professional club. Like,
yeah, you're doing that's the problem. So you're doing, like, it live in the field when you're supposed to be fucking working and shelling the place. And not only that, it changes your DJ style if you're not sure if the computer's going to crash when you load the next song.
Dude, I am now scared to, like, go ham with the scratching and, like...
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
I'm thinking, shit, I'm going to overload this thing. It's going to blow up or something.
Like, do too much and it won't like it.
Basically, Saturday, I was cutting and I'd had a shot or two, so I semi-relaxed and forgot about the problems. Going ham, scratching, doing all my thing, flexing and all that. Boom. Just crunched off, mate, and a delay kicked in, and then I rebooted it. 2 hours later, same again, man. Like, literally, I had to reboot twice. I have learned to mix now with the delay.
You know what I found? I'm exactly the same, but I found that 105 BPM is the perfect amount. It's the perfect speed to mix with that delay. If you do the drop half a beat before you're supposed to,
it syncs up. You got to.
It happened that often, bruv, that 105 BPM is the easiest way to do that. It's mad.
No, it's true, man. It's true. But then on the way, like, you don't really look at the waves anyway, but if you look at the waves and then you hear what's going out, like, it's totally off. It doesn't even, like, it's all a bit weird, mate.
The waveforms are behind what's coming out the thing. When I've had, I mean, touch wood, I haven't had a glitch for a while, but when it has happened, I've switched my waveforms on because it's like, you need as much help as you can get when you do that.
I had about 100 DJs messaging me like, turn off Wi-Fi. I was like, I know you lot don't think that stupid, man.
Turn off Wi-Fi, turn off Bluetooth.
It's the Wi-Fi thing is like, that's a standard, but with this, it's like, I don't... Like, it's going to be an update, a driver update. Like, they're going to fix this thing because I'm taking my Macs back if that's the case, because this is my livelihood, man. This is my job, and it's absolutely messing up the bass. I'm not willing to go and buy a Denon box to make it work. No. Like, I've got a perfectly fine SL3 that works sweet, and I'm definitely not carrying my S9 to the club. Like, it's just not going to happen.
No, not after what happened last week.
Well, I do know a few DJs that have got the same laptops, and have, like, DJ Shorty Bless hit me up Instagram.
Yeah.
And he told me to get this lead, and he was like, look, me and, like, a couple of my boys have got this lead. It goes from the box directly into the USB-C, straight into your laptop. Like, they've not had no glitches, no issues, everything's fine.
Okay.
I bought the wire. Do you think it worked?
Oh, mate.
Hell no.
That's lovely.
Shorty Bless, you owe me a tenner, cuz. So,
Right, listen. Have you seen this video that's floating about, right, of the guy that was doing the DJ set, and someone leans around him and pulls up the tune?
I've seen it.
You've seen that? And then the DJ stood there like...
Who was that DJ? I'm not actually sure. I just seen the clip on my timeline, flicked across it.
No,
and I quote tweeted it saying it was a pet hate of mine.
I'm making an assumption here, but I think it was a DJ from up north, just because of the music that he was playing.
Okay.
That's just a proper... I mean, I might be completely...
I'm sure someone
way
will
off,
correct
but,
us in the comments or something.
Yeah, no doubt. So if you know who the DJ is, put their name in the comments so we can find them. But yeah, basically, bruv, like, it's something that has happened to me on occasion.
Okay.
But not... I don't think it's happened for probably about 8 years.
Really?
Bruv, a long time.
It happened
time.
To me and about 2 months ago, but it was the owner of the
bruv,
event.
When it used to happen, so bruv, I used to flip. No. When it happened to me, I used to flip my shit, bruv, because I use turntables. and I use needles.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's completely different.
When dickheads lean across and start wheeling stuff up, they don't realise, bro, if you snap that needle, that's like £35.
Yeah, yeah, that's completely, do you know what I mean? Completely like, different with a turntable, because they're fragile, man. You can't just go spinning them back. Like,
so I used to completely flip my shit. Nowadays, I do use CDJs on a few of the clubs that I work at, just because they've got smaller booths or smaller tables, or I'm just getting lazy and can't be fucked to carry the decks around sometimes.
I remember CDJs. You've changed, man.
I have changed. This, no, it's like, only this year.
Every set, it's all the,
no, you know what it is? It's where I went on holiday. Where I went on holiday, I took the decks out of my car and I just haven't put them back in my car yet. And the holiday was only about 4 weeks ago. But in fact, I'll do it tonight. I'll put them in the car tonight and take them back on the road. But anyway, if I was using CDJs, there's no risk of the needles getting broken. But even still, like, my stance on the whole thing is, yeah, I'm the DJ. I decide what happens with the music. Like, don't ever, 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 ever in your life, if I'm doing a DJ set, touch the decks.
The only time
it's different, there's two times it's different for me, in my personal humble opinion. If we're friends, so if me and you are playing somewhere, obviously one of us is, well, I'm going to be a bit drunk, innit?
So I wheeled a tune on you. I pulled one of your records up at Tipsy.
Yeah, possibly, but that's what I'm saying. We're friends. No. So that's an exception to the rule. If me and you are friends, then that's cool, because that's just part of this, just is, isn't it? It's cool because we're friends.
Yeah, you can get away with it, man. You can't be shouting at your brethren.
Or if it's a live PA and you know the DJ or you know the artist that's performing and it's appropriate, you can pull up the record.
Yeah. If it's that's outside, a good one. Like, if it's appropriate, that's the key.
Outside of those two examples, if we're not friends, or if you don't really know me like that, or if you only know me in the club, you can never touch the decks if I'm like...
No, it's true. Like,
no,
I wouldn't walk into a shop, walk behind a till and start pressing buttons on the till.
Like, imagine someone's driving the bus and just bang the doors open and get off.
It happened to me, but it was a promoter of the event, so it's just like... And this is like the other month, but every time he comes in and get, no, but he's the owner of the ting, and he books me regular, and he's a homie as well. He is a homie too.
There
so,
you go.
So it's like,
so he falls into that.
Random people. What I do though, bro, if I see someone running, I've got a trick. Yeah, if you see someone coming over, getting all rowdy, ready to do a wheel up, flick to internal mode rapid, and then my man wheels doesn't move, and you're just like, ha, on you, cuz. I've done that loads of times, and they're looking at you like, why is it not wheeling?
That's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. I never thought about that.
Trust me, I do it all the time.
No. You can't, bruv, I'll be honest, yeah. And I haven't always been this way. It's only been probably like the last 2 years. You can't even ask me for a wheel up unless you're dropping money on the mixer. honest talk, yeah.
In this day and age, bro, with the way the culture is with requesting and pull ups, it's getting silly, man. Yeah, and we deserve a couple of tips if man wants a reload.
It's a money pull up, that's the only way. If you drop some money on the mixer, it's got to be paper money as well. I'm not talking about like dropping
Monopoly.
I remember one time I was at a student night, someone asked me for a wheel up
for a quid.
I was like, I promise you this year. I was like, you've got to pay. I was like, that shit ain't free. You have to pay if you want a wheel up. He put his hand in his pocket, pulled out, dropped it into my hand, and it was like
£2.86
or something like that, like in coins. No, it's about like £2.86 in coins in my hand. I didn't count it there and then, obviously. I just saw it was like a shit amount of money. But he got the wheel up because, I don't know, I just thought, why not?
Wheel ups can be annoying, man. Like, you get... check this fight. You always get the one dude...
Yeah.
That is gassed. But he's not on the same level as the rest of the venue. And he's just like, yo, pull it. And I'm like, bruv, look around you. You can't wheel up for one man. You wheel the place is popping. If you drop the record and it goes, like, I remember when Burner Boy first dropped, or dropped.
Yeah.
And Family, that was getting wheel ups, man. That was getting wheel ups. But yeah, you always get the one dude that just wants, to pull up everything. He just wants to shout pull up at you. Like,
yeah.
It's a funny one.
It's not happening to me.
No, it's not happening. It's not happening. It has to be appropriate is the key word, man. You can't just be pulling up shit for the sake of it.
Because I don't do grime sets, so this is maybe a decent conversation we could have. If you were a grime DJ and you had an artist or a host.
Oh, did you?
If you have a host, what if someone's hosting the set? Not even just grime, but if someone's hosting the set, can they do the wheel up?
Depends on your relationship with the host. Again, I still think it depends on the relationship with the host and whether it's appropriate for the vibe. Like some hosts, some hosts gas themselves and start trying to wheel up record. Like I've been on set with hosts before and they've like, yo, start, pull up that. But the crowd ain't on it. And I'm just, I'll just carry on. I'll let the song go and be like, no. Like, I'm in control.
Yeah.
Like, you're hosting the set. On the rare
occasions that I have a host, if they ask for the pull up, then I'll give them the pull up because I just think, okay, you're probably going to do something here. You might want to drag someone up on stage, add a little extra dimension.
What, even
to
if
it.
You don't know them though, like if I know a host has in their artillery and I know how they're going to move around the set with the mic, and I know they're going to pull it and entertain. But if it's like you say, if I've not got a rapport with the host and I don't know what's going on, I'm still reading the crowd myself as well, obviously. But then I don't know, man. I don't know. We don't get too many hosts up here, so it's not.
And that's the thing. I'll be entirely honest with you, bruv. See where I use the mic so much now as well. Mm-hmm. I very rarely work with hosts, and if a promoter books me and they have a host booked, if I don't know the host, they're not coming on my set. That's not me being. That sounds really stush and quite arrogant.
I don't think it is stush.
Well, the only reason I've adopted that attitude is because I've had countless times where I've turned up at events, gone to play my set and do my thing, and the host is shit. Like, just shocking, bruv. Like, trying to do this, trying to tell me what to play next, or trying to do this and that. Like, there's one guy in particular, I won't drop his name, but he was the last host. He was the last person. Fuck it. His name's... Should I say his name? He was the last person to host my set that I didn't know beforehand. And, bruv, it was shocking, man. He's telling me what to play. He's telling me do this. And basically, the reason he was doing it is because he'd brought a cameraman with him and he wanted to get, like, shots of him hosting and the crowd going sick.
And he was
only hosting for about an hour of the night. I was like, bruv, I'm here for 4 hours. I'm here for the marathon, man. I'm not sprinting through this.
So he was looking to, like blow out the set, blow out all the record, and then just leave you to clean up the mess afterwards, basically.
Yeah. No. And then he's like, oh, and now play this, and now play this, and now play. And I ended up shutting him down. I was like, bruv, just relax. Like, let me do my thing.
Have you ever turned the mic off on a host?
Yeah. Plenty of times, bro.
The mic off, and then this is just like looking at you talking in the mic, and there's no sound.
If I'm trying to do some sort
of
transition,
we sound really evil right now, but it's real, man. You got to protect your sets. Like, if the host is dope, we don't get them up here too tough. So it's like you say, you're lucky. You use the mic a lot, so like you probably understand it way more, like than I do. But yeah, the pull up stuff, man. Yeah, them ones.
Yeah. The pull up stuff. I feel like nowadays I wouldn't have reacted quite this way, but I feel like if that happened to me in the past when I was a bit younger, I don't think I'd have just stood there and been like, what? Like, I think we might have ended up fighting. Like, if I can't remember, I don't know what the context of that set was. Was it like a boiler room set or something?
Yeah, that was a boiler room, that was. And did you see the look on the face though? Like, just the.
Yeah.
Arms to the side, like wide-eyed, like, Joe.
He was just stood there like, I don't know what to do.
It was quite funny, man. But
No.
It was funny to watch.
I put myself in a position. I was like, I'd kick off, bruv. You can't do that shit when I'm DJing. Especially if I'm mixing. If I'm in the middle of a mix and you pull up one, bruv.
The energy in them boiler rooms, though, like, it's the setup's quite intense. Like, people are on top
people
of you.
People get gassed, innit?
People are on top of you, bro. Like, you've not got much movement. Yo, I'd get anxiety DJing in boiler room. Like, people are literally sitting on the decks, bro. Like, it's flipping.
Yeah, it's a bit mad.
You know what I mean?
It's a bit mad.
Getting little fade, flipping, sat on the faders and that.
Hey. Yeah.
So, yeah. We'll get to the bottom of that, mate. We'll get to the bottom of that.
Well, I think the bottom line of that one is don't touch the decks, basically. If you're not on set and it's not your close friend, don't touch the decks.
Yep.
Like, don't get carried away. If you want to wheel up, pay some money. £2.86 will do.
We don't really get like, there's only we don't get too many money pull-ups up here. I've had a couple of situations where I've made some money, and then
yeah,
like some guy the other day was like trying to pass me a, like pass divers over the booth and that.
Pass you what?
It's like fivers.
Five, oh right,
tried to pass, yeah. £5 note's doable.
£5. To be honest, I don't really get tons of them, but when people do ask for pull-ups, I tell them they have to pay.
You see guys posting right online from like around London ends, like making like £200-300 a night. There was one time in Inc where I did make about £200, and it was a one-off.
Yeah.
A big group of lads had come from London. They were on the they were in the booth right next to the DJ booth, and they were really cool lads. You know when you get them groups of guys that just bring good energy with them, and they're just all bouncing off each other. Energy sick. These guys, nice. Yeah. Once I got to the power hour, money was flying in the booth. And
yeah, that's amazing.
They were just throwing it in the booth, and then they were like throwing money on the floor and pouring champagne on it and then throwing it at me and all that stuff. And then by the end, then I was like, yo, I'll dry that stuff out. Me, I'll hang that to dry. On the. I've got pegs. I've got a washing line at the back of the booth there with £20 notes hanging off it. So at the end of the night, I ended up with like £240, £260 on top of my wage. I was thinking, boys,
mad.
When you're ready, yeah, just give me a shout and come back.
Yeah, innit?
Yeah, yeah, man. So yeah, the money pull-up culture is crazy, man. You see some people making mad money. Do you, in Dubai, they throw it around a lot with the money pull-up stuff. Yeah, man. Love flaunting it in Dubai.
It's got to be the rule, man. It's got to be the rule. Yeah. Money pull-ups only. Unless I want, if I want to pull it up, like, then I'm pulling it up. Cool. Like, no money has to exchange anywhere then. But if anyone else wants it, it's got to be a money pull-up.
Pay yourself.
There's another video that I saw on Instagram this week. And then, funnily enough, I saw another version of it on Twitter this morning, right? Have you ever played Baby Shark in the club?
Bro, this guy. But I got to be honest, I've not heard the record fully. I've just seen.
I have a 6-year old boy.
A couple of little snippets
so
online, right? In fact,
yeah.
Let me.
No! Don't do it! Don't do it!
I feel like I need to listen.
Oh,
to it,
it's
man.
Too late. It's stuck in my head already now. It's too late. But yeah, I've got a 6-year old boy, so I know fully.
What is it like a kiddie? What is it, a kid song or something?
Yeah. So it's a viral YouTube. I think it was like 2018's most played video or something. That might just be in the music category, but it was massive, like millions and millions of hits.
Okay.
Just a viral video. I haven't actually seen the video. I just heard my son singing it relentlessly. but the end result is it's a kid's video, right? This Baby Shark thing. And I was just scrolling Instagram last week and I saw some girl was in the club and she was basically reacting to the fact that a DJ somewhere, I don't know, this was somewhere in London, a DJ had dropped Baby Shark and she was stood there just reacting to her phone like, the fuck is this? And I think it was like a hip hop or a bashment night or something. It wasn't like a big open format club. It was a legit urban night and they'd started playing that.
Okay.
I know. I was just reading through the comments as well and some people were like, if a DJ that I was in, and these are normal people, not DJs. They said, if a DJ played this in a club, I would leave. Other people saying I'd ask for my money back. Other people saying all sorts of stuff, basically. No, but nobody was like, yeah, this is cool. Like, it's okay to drop Baby Shark.
Oh,
and then, this morning, I'm putting him on blast. I'm putting him on blast. I don't care. I'm sorry, G2. G2, from Manchester's very own party guy, right? I open up Twitter today, and what do I see? Fucking video of this guy
that's you to all
playing
over that
Baby
though.
Shark in the club. But the only I'm gonna fling out one piece of defense for him. I don't know the context of that video and I don't know what club he was playing in, but I always thought G2 was a hip-hop DJ, so I thought he just played in the hip-hop clubs. I might be wrong, you can correct
me. Do you know what it is with Graham? Yeah. G2 even it, like, he loves to just push boundaries in it with the selections. Like, he will play that. He'll do that to go against the grain, innit? Like, that's just his character. Like, he was probably he's probably trolling. trolling the whole club. Yo, I did see that snippet though, and like, galley in front of the booth dancing and singing it.
Well, she can leave as well. But do you know what it is? Like, I feel like
It's not something I would play. I try and push my selections, but I wouldn't push it that far, but myself personally. But I do try and be a little bit different.
The problem for me is, I think I just take it like very, very seriously. So when it comes to these viral videos,
well, we've done a podcast. I feel like they take the piss, don't we already?
I feel, yeah, exactly. But we've also done a podcast on would you play songs that you don't like? But I just feel like I don't know. I like playing. I like entertaining the crowd, but doing it in a way that doesn't take the piss. And I feel those kind of songs, I don't know, I just don't think they have any place in the club sets.
Yeah, club sets maybe not, but it's like when we spoke on that podcast about viral moments. People make noise for it because of how big these songs become online. Like, it's the virality factor, isn't it? Like, that's the time we're at now. Like, but obviously, Baby Shark thing, pushing it a little bit far. But I get it's the same kind of concept. People just relate because it's the big thing on the internet where everybody lives now.
See, the thing about me though, there is literally thousands of songs you could choose from to fill that gap. That would get 100%. The same reaction, if not better. Or you could even use that gap in your set to break new music, to push some new cool shit through, to push a new artist. Do you know what I mean? We've already done a podcast this year, I think, about pushing new artists this year and trying to break artists. Like, this is where I feel like DJs should be leaders and teachers when it comes to music. They should be pushing, like, do you know what I mean?
Our job to push new music and set trends. Like, it, but then again, there's a difference between tastemakers and trendsetters and people that just follow the crowd and follow what everyone else is playing. Because there's a lot of DJs out there that are into the way that we move about it, the way we like to discover and push new stuff and bring through new artists. A lot of people go out there and just download top 50 bangers and go on Leng mode, and that's it. We're actually living the DJ life and culture. Like, some people are going about it 9 to 5s, doing whatever they're doing, and then going in a smash club. Like, there's different types of DJs, isn't it, man?
Do you feel, in the name of entertainment, right? So just purely out the entertainment value in a club, do you feel there's ever a scenario where it's acceptable to play something like Baby Shark? Or Ferdy's song?
Student
or
Wave?
Or Gangnam Style, or any of these?
Gangnam Style was
an actual song, so that's probably a bad example. But Baby Shark, let's just stick with Baby Shark.
I do think there's a time, if you was in like an 18 year old student rave where it's full of, like one of them big open room venues where it's just full of sweaty students all just throwing drink over each other's heads and that paint party.
And you do like, and they love all like the cheesy music and stuff. Yeah, man, like the Steps and Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, bro, like
in
that situation, room would probably go ham. Probably shut down the rave.
The problem for me, and I feel like it's this might be to my detriment, I don't know. But a song that you could legit play at a 6-year-old's birthday party, I don't understand how that then translates to a club. Like, I don't get how...
But again, it's the internet, bro. That's why. The internet is in every corner, in every angle, every industry, every job. The internet is there. Like, it's infiltrating the world. It's like Skynet. I feel like we're in Terminator now. Like, the world is getting crazy, bro, and it's gonna get worse. So, I expect more of these moments to appear. It's not gonna go away.
Not in my club sets, mate.
Not in your club sets. 100%. Double keeps it real.
Yeah.
But nah, I hear you, man. I hear you. It's not something I'll be playing. It's not something I'll be downloading. Probably won't be able to download or play it anyway because my laptop shit.
and that is a perfect segue. That is an amazing segue, full circle. Oh, I feel for you, bro. So in the next podcast we're going to be talking about how you've converted from Apple back to Microsoft,
bro. I was tempted, honestly, brother. I was super tempted. I was super
tempted.
The
only thing that would stop me doing that is Final Cut. I don't think you can get Final Cut for Windows, can you?
I actually don't know. I've not used Windows
and
since
I fucking love it, mate.
Like,
I
last
love
time
Final
I used
Cut.
Windows, it was... I've been on Mac since forever, since the early... Like, do you remember them little white ones? Do you remember the early white shiny ones that were a bit chunky and heavy and you could, like, pull the battery out yourself off the back and that? That was my first one. I remember when I got it, I was like, oh my God, this is going to change my life.
Like, I think me and Volatile, DJ Volatile and me, were the only two... We were the last two DJs on Windows, I think. And then I left and got on Mac.
Yeah, Volatile's still on it.
I know.
Volatile's still on it. He swears by it, man. Every time I link him and chat to him, like, he swears by them laptops. So they're probably dope. But like you say, once you get sucked into the Apple wave and they brainwash you and everything's synced up and iTunes
you know what? It's
to iPhoto to Final Cut to your phone synced up to your laptop to back it all. Like, literally, my whole thing is interconnected. So,
it's not even brainwashing. It's the fact that they make it so difficult to change out of their products because everything is only compatible on a Mac. For example, like the finances side of the business that I do, I have to do on my Mac, and it's all in, like, it's not easily transferred into like a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet.
No,
because
it's
all in
it's
the
not.
Fucking
I have to, I'm the same. I do
Apple
all my
numbers or whatever
numbers.
It's called. So, and and everything that they have, Final Cut, for example, all my video work goes through Final Cut. If I switch back to Windows, I'd have to relearn a new software, rebuy all the plugins that I bought for this. Do you know what I mean? It's just fucking long, man. Apple, crap.
Yeah, they
but they're really good at
it. It's
the same
it's probably the reason why.
Annoying.
Did you see that? Have you seen the video of the graph of the rise of companies over like the last 10
years?
Yeah,
I saw that today.
Apple is just like right at the bottom.
No, they're not even on there. I watched it twice and they're not even on there.
They're not even on
until
there.
About three quarters of the way through, and then they just, them on Google just come rising through and just piss on the rest of them. And the maddest thing that puts it all into context, yeah, is how far behind they leave Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the maddest thing. Like, Coca-Cola is fucking,
I've just clicked on it now, so you've got Coca-Cola is at the top by a mile. Microsoft, IBM, like, they're like the top three.
Yeah,
I didn't think IBM would be all the way up there, you know.
Oh, IBM back in the day, bruv. Actually, no, what date does it start on? Like
2001.
Yeah.
Like, even 2009, the second behind Coke. 2010, they're still second. And then they,
IBM
and
were
they
massive,
grow even, bro. Wow, 2012. Right. Yeah, 2012, they fall off. And Apple, just like, when does Apple come onto the scene? Let's have a look. So Apple's not even on there yet. Where are you? Wow, Apple comes in late, you know? It's like 2000.
Yeah, super late.
2000
and Google
2011,
as well.
2011, it comes in. And then by 2018, it's literally
boom.
Dusted
gone.
Everyone in the world.
It's because all of us mugs buying these iPhones and these fucking Macs and not ever getting away from them.
Stuff up on me. We've lost him, guys.
Mad.
We've lost him. Let's see if we can get him back.
Oh shit, I accidentally hung up on him.
This guy's a waste, man.
Sorry, bruv, I got so excited cussing my phone that I hung up on you.
It's alright, I was just talking to the camera saying let's try and phone this waste man back.
I said I accidentally hung up on you.
That's pretty much the end anyway, man. That's pretty much the end. Bun Apple.
Indeed.
Bun Serato. Nah, don't bun Serato. I love Serato. But we just need to fix these issues. It's not the end for Serato yet.
Yeah, fuck Apple. Serato need to fix their issues a little bit before someone else comes and snatches the carpet out from under their feet.
It's true, bro. Don't, like, this could end up being not many people are moving over to the laptops yet.
No,
but
USBs.
Maybe I jumped too early. Again, I might have jumped too early. But I didn't have a choice.
Record box are doing the bits, mate. What's the third point? Oh yeah, don't ever touch the decks if I'm DJing. If you do want me to restart, throw some money at me. like the filthy whore that I am.
And then
don't play Baby Shark in the clubs. It's not right. It's not big. It's not clever. It's not funny. unless it's like an under 10s club, and then in which case it's full of kids, so you can play Baby Shark. And what was the last one? Well, oh, we just started cussing Apple again.
Yeah, we just started cussing Apple, basically. Yeah.
So there Pretty we go. Bro, the first hashtag. Go on. I was about to shout the hashtag. Go on, tell me.
I was gonna say when I went into Apple, they tried to the first time I went in with a speaker issue, and they just tried to deny all knowledge. Until I whipped up about 5 different YouTube videos from people with the same issues. It's like, it's all over the internet, dude. You're telling me no one in Apple knows about this? Don't lie, bro.
Nubs.
And then he come back to me and he said, he was like, oh yeah, you're right. I sat there for like 10 minutes waiting for him. He probably went in the back to do his quick research.
Dickheads.
Anyway, hashtag talkover podcast.
That's right. Don't forget, check us out. Subscribe, like, Spotify.
Share.
Yeah. We're on Spotify. We're on YouTube. And Apple Music is about to drop. Apple Music is happening.
Is it sorted now?
Imminently.
Are we ready?
Very nearly. Very nearly on Apple Music.
Six.
It's just a matter of time. But the whole entire back catalogue will be on there as well. That's what's taking so long. We're going to be going from episode 1 on Apple Music so that every single episode will be available there, as well as YouTube and Spotify. Whatever platform you do use to check out the podcast, don't forget, follow it, subscribe to it, like it, share it, all of that good stuff.
Yes,
and of course,
don't be a waste.
Make sure you interact as well. Interaction is the most important. It's not the most important thing. Watching it is the most important thing.
But we want
the
people to interact, though, so we want to chat to these. We want to chat to DJs, man. We want to know what's going on out there, innit? So, like, yeah, the interaction is key, man.
Exactly.
A lot of people hit me up in the DM, but like, jump
hit
on the
comments.
YouTube, man. Hit something in the comments, like, you know what I mean.
Hit like, which is around M1. There somewhere, and hit the comments.
All right.
Simple.
See you guys next week. Yeah.
Yeah. Peace.
Sway.